Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
There are two kinds of people in the world. People who love being pregnant and people who hate being pregnant. And the people who hate being pregnant also hate the people who love being pregnant.
I feel as though I'm not allowed to say anything during this conversation whatsoever, because I have no reference point. I have no frame of reference whatsoever. I can't come. So I'm going to sit here silently. But remember that I'm here, please.
Who?
Me.
How could we forget?
Okay.
You know, you got your, there's bad stuff when you're pregnant. I'm not going to lie to you. Casey's here. Candace is here. Neither of these women has experienced the joy that comes from children yet.
Now, when you say
growing
joy,
them,
do you mean joy?
Well, of course.
It's okay. I'm just making sure.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. And I've said it before. I don't hide it. Motherhood is two things. It's loving someone so much you can't understand why you'd actually love to throw them down the stairs. Like, how could I love somebody so much yet still want to throw them down the stairs? And it's also 50% picking stuff up that's not yours and 50% finding stuff that's also not yours.
Hey, I think I already do that.
Do you?
I live with a boy.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. When you're pregnant, you get your sciatica. Do you girls know what that's coming? The sciatica is coming. You get your morning sickness. You get your stretch marks. You got your belly. You get your belly button poop popping out.
That grosses me out. Is that wrong?
No, not
that
at all.
It, like, po-
yeah,
I'm looking at
right
you, Farwell,
because
I want you
anything.
To join in on this conversation.
No,
I'm not even going to tell you anything about the mucus plug. You can figure that out on your own.
Oh no, please. No.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard about the mucus plug since I started on this show almost 3 years
because
ago.
Because nobody tells you about that.
I could have retired.
If nobody tells you about that. And
I'd
then
be
you're
on
like,
a beach.
What is happening? But there's good things. There are good things about being pregnant. And I'm going to make you girls want to go home and get that way right now. The food. The food is a good thing about being pregnant. Your taste buds are better and you can eat more of it. You see?
Right? Because if someone's like, Casey, you need to slow down. Be like, whoa. I'm eating for two.
That's right. Extra 500 calories a day you get when you're pregnant. You can eat. Sauerkraut burning. Will you be as frisky in your life as you are in your second trimester? I don't know what it is. You get these hormones go raining down all over yourself. You just
That's
wait.
Exciting.
I'm talking like every day frisky. Every day.
Like, let's make a baby. Oh, wait.
Yes.
I already am doing that.
That's right. More good things about being pregnant. Your hair, your fingernails get very nice. You can thank your hormones for that, too. You have better dreams. You can remember your dreams.
I never remember my dreams.
Can we step back just for a second on the one you just talked about?
Because frisky time?
No, about the hair and the nails and stuff because of your hormones. Have they not figured out a way to bottle this yet? Like, what, you know, the hormones that are...
they do. It's called biotin. I'm pretty sure.
If you like the hair and the nails that come while you're pregnant because of the hormones, then they must have figured out a way, like, what hormones are causing that to happen. They must have figured out a way to, you know, just give it to you in bottle or pill form, right?
Why? You want some?
No,
for the hair?
I don't.
For the hair growth?
Because you said no.
I was waiting for you to say it. Yeah. I don't want to say that.
Yeah, I thought that's what he meant.
No. I'm just thinking of you guys. It's all about
so
you guys.
Sweet.
Your ability to pull off the skin tight clothing, because everybody loves a baby bump, right? You can wear the skin tight stuff when you're pregnant because everybody's looking at your bump.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But if you also have the stretchy pants, you can wear that for a few months afterwards too, and maybe even years following.
Oh, and you will.
Yeah.
Those stretchy pants are
My
like your child.
Pants.
Your eating pants.
I saw a guy wearing stretchy pants at the buffet, all you can eat buffet the other day. Come
you
on.
You did not.
Totally.
Did you really? What? Oh.
I was just making
a
joke.
Is it you? Is the guy you?
No.
Yeah,
I have one
When
term.
You usually say, I saw a guy,
oh,
I'm
stop
like,
it.
Farwell's
saw
talking
guy.
About himself
Listen,
again.
I am proud of me Buddha Belle, okay? Proud of it.
Especially
Block three,
when
I'm looking
eat.
At you.
The best, the
See
best
you tomorrow.
Part of the pregnancy is definitely poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Milkshakes, chips, and an entire
Did you have any weird, like...
Cravings
when you were pregnant?
Yeah, I would eat, like, some days I'd eat only orange things, like orange jelly beans, orange popsicles, carrots. I didn't.
That's
it was
a weird
so
one.
Weird.
I've never heard of that
now
one.
Now we just call that Wednesday.
I also
hey.
Ate cold spaghetti sauce out of a jar.
That's disgusting.
The whole thing.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's
I did
disgusting.
Do that.
Yeah. It is 8:47.
Spent a hell of a lot of time at Candace's McDonald's.
Heck
like
yeah.
Like a lot of time.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings, Country 106.7.